بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We had begun the discussion in regards to incorrect practices during business. That a person has to know what is correct during business and what is incorrect also. What to do and what not to do. Among the things that we discussed was taking advantage of a person in difficulty. A person is in difficulty, financial difficulty, then to assist the Muslim brother. This is the spirit of Iman, of Islam, of brotherhood. Then, ulama mentioned among the incorrect practices is not paying workers on time. Not paying workers on time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, pay the laborer before his perspiration dries. أَعْتُ الْأَجِيرَ أَجْرَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجِفَ عَرَقُهُ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that pay the laborer before his perspiration dries. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also said for a wealthy person to put off payment is oppression. Here we are taught in the sunnah of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام from his teachings that when somebody does anything for you then pay him duly. This hadith sharif mentions that pay the laborer, the worker before his perspiration dries. What does it mean? That not to hold back his wage. Doesn't mean literally or directly that before his perspiration dries you have to pay him. It means that already you are ready to pay him before he finishes his work already. You have the spirit of spending in the path of Allah. You have the spirit of paying a person his dues. And we find that a person when it comes to the teachings of Sharia, that the upper hand is always better than the lower hand. The hand that gives is better than the hand that receives. So we should be those ones that want to give more than receiving. That a person is working for us, that we have the spirit, not that we are waiting to cut his wage. This has become very common, that we are waiting to cut his wage, not give him full due, and take him to task for every small thing that he has done. Whereas when it comes to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as slaves of Allah, not even laborers or workers, we are slaves, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we find till today Allah hasn't cut anything. If there had to be any cut, so to say, in our wages or remuneration, possibly we found it sometime during the protests, where there were riots in our area, but then to Allah ta'ala didn't cut anything. Allah ta'ala sent it out of town. And in truckloads also. Before the hunger could hit, before difficulty could hit, Allah Ta'ala sent it already. Showing us the spirit of giving. But when it comes to our behavior with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, as ulama say that when it comes to married life, that many a person has this mindset that I gave her a mahr, I paid her off, once off, so she must behave for life. But the reality is, am I behaving? Allah is not giving me once off, giving me every day. But how much am I committed to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? One is external a'mal. Salah, dhikr, Quran, tilawat. And in our business places, we're taking the name of Allah. This is external, this is Islam. Iman, Allah ta'ala wants iman, that we are committed from within. What we are saying, we believe this. That really the upper hand is better than the lower hand, to spend freely. But the mindset is, if I give too much, they will take advantage. I'm already taking advantage of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As an alim put it very beautifully, he says that we want to withdraw from the treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want withdrawals, but we haven't made deposit as yet. We have to make the deposits. Right now we are living in overdraft. We are taking more than we have put by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but Allah is giving. And Allah is giving and Allah is giving. But I want to take his bondsman to every hisab kitab, to the last detail. Whether it be the wife, whether it be the children, whether it be the laborer, whether it be the worker. So everything is hisab kitab. Yes, we have to have hisab kitab for ourselves. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. It's mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba, take your own hisab kitab, take your own accountability before yours is taken. So yes, we have a system in this world. When it comes to laborers, that yes, there is a wage for them. but then to become abusive, and then to take them to task. A beautiful example, the Honorable Ustaz gives also, you hire three laborers. Two of them are doing the work. Two of them are doing the work, and the third one is only cracking jokes, disturbing them. And you can see from the site office, or from your office, two are doing the work, one is distracting them. When it comes to end of the day, they come to collect their wage. So they're standing there with their hands out. We finish the work. And the so to say joker, humorous laborer is also standing there with his, what do you say, puppy face, waiting for his dues also. And the boss, the owner, some raham pity comes in his heart. And he says, just give it to him also. And not only that, give him more also. You see, we have an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives even more than that. Our misbehavior, our joking, whether our salah is correct, whether taharat is correct, whether income is correct, Allah ta'ala is still rolling. Allah is still giving. Showing us that open your heart. Open your heart shouldn't be that any staff should complain about any Muslim businessman. That is the spirit of a Muslim businessman. Businessman without Muslim, yes. Doesn't want to pay me. He cuts my wages, makes me wait. Doesn't give me dues, and the wage also is so less, I can't come out at the end of the month. This is not a Muslim businessman. This is incorrect yaqeen. Yaqeen means I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rozi sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone in my business is happy. This is, then you can say, my avenue to buy my jannat. I have a need to buy my jannat. This also is already a reflection. Those working for me are already feeling some feeling of jannah, of pleasure. I'm happy to go to work every day. Because the owner of the company, the boss, his akhlaq, his character, the way he carries himself out, the way he speaks to us. And to understand also, this word ownership, I'm the owner of the company. I'm the owner of the business. This word ownership, that I own something, is a word that Allah Ta'ala borrowed to the makhluk to make our life easy. Everything is owned by Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. I'm only a laborer here also, just to make my life easy to get to salah. In the business also, Allah Ta'ala primarily made the mind, the heart for His remembrance. So I'm in the business, but the heart is in the masjid. Just now zuhur time, just now asr time, just now salatul duha, chast, just now only maghrib time. So he's checking the clock all the time. And he's chasing the salah, he's chasing namaz, I got to get to the masjid. That now becomes his avenue of jannat. Now he is building his jannat, now he's earning his jannat. Those working there also, the biggest da'wat is how you treat them in the workplace. That is the biggest da'wat towards Islam and deen. But this is a Muslim businessman. But that has to come first. And our Hadith by Padiya Rahimullah would say also that become doctors, become engineers, become businessmen. But become a Muslim businessman. What is the teachings of Sharia? How I walk in there, that the staff are waiting for me. That the boss is here, alhamdulillah, today we have a good day. The way his mannerism, why he knows this is connected to Allah. This is the bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we find one incident to understand. It's a long incident, we can't go into the entire detail of it, where there were three men that were stuck in a cave. They entered the cave, and the cave, the rock fell and blocked the mouth of the cave, the opening of the cave. Each one made a dua, that Ya Allah, I did a certain amal, if you love this action of mine, it was only for you, then Ya Allah, open the cave. Amongst them was one man that made dua. He says, Ya Allah, I had a laborer on my farm that was working for me. And he left before I could pay him his dues. Whatever was owed to him, I reinvested it in the same farm, in livestock. And I took care of it also. I didn't just keep his money one side, rather I invested his money, although he was working for me. This is Iman, Islam is Nasiha, well-wishing. So I invested it, and for some time, tried looking for him, couldn't find him. After some time, he returned. And then he asked, do you remember me? He said, you're working for me. He says, there was some money left behind that was due to me. So he says, I showed him his entire farmland. This is all yours, all your livestock. Are you joking? says, I'm joking, this is all yours. Where this came from? What you left behind, I invested for you. All this belongs to you. Ya Allah, you love that action of mine acceptable to you in your court. Ya Allah, open the mouth of the cave and Allah Ta'ala opened it for him. What a powerful amal. What a powerful amal, but in our eyes it might look trivial. But that was enough to save his life in this world, possibly also make his akhirat. Where one staff member left behind, he took care of it, reinvested it, grew it, gave it back to him, Allah Ta'ala grant him salvation in this world. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that pay the laborer before his perspiration dries. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also said, for a wealthy person to put off payment is oppression. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.